Well, coming up on Saturday, the Atlantic Elks will be celebrating veterans with a special luncheon. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and some other things that they do for the veterans here in the area this morning. Gail Butler, Delbert Thurman in with us this morning to visit a little bit about that. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Gail, start with you. The veterans luncheon coming up this weekend?
That's right. Saturday at noon. It will be a pork loin, baked beans, cheesy potatoes, and dessert. And we need reservations. And I will repeat, I'll give you the number to make reservations, and then I'll repeat it before we sign off here. Call Renee Steffens at 712-249-7860.
Okay.
And it will be... And also, I want to make sure I mention that if you need transportation, let us know when you make the reservations, and we'll make reservations or make arrangements with SWTA to come get you and bring you home. So, and this is for not only veterans, but it will be for current active member military. And one thing we want to stress is a lot of people kind of think, well, a veteran is somebody who's been in a war or in a, you know, a battle or something. That's not true. Anybody who served is a veteran, and we want to make sure that they know that we're very pleased with what they've done and very thankful for what they've done. We try to make it so that every veteran feels needed, wanted, and appreciated. Yeah, there's a statistic that says around 20 veterans a day are committing suicide because of PTSD or loneliness, whatever. And we want to make sure that that doesn't happen. We want to make sure that they know that they are appreciated.
Well, and we can do that by providing them a meal. This is a free meal.
It's a free meal. We were given a grant to do this, and we thought about doing it in November for Veterans Day, but there were so many other things going on and other organizations doing it, we decided to extend it out a little ways and let them know that we still appreciate them, even though, you know, the veterans aren't appreciated just one day a year. It's every day they're appreciated.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. They serve every day. We should appreciate them every day as
That's true.
Appreciate that very much. And this is an opportunity for the Atlantic Elks Lodge to be able to give back in this way. And this will be down at the facility on Walnut Street.
Yes, yes, it will be. One of the things we do for veterans is we have veterans homes. There's a National Veteran Home at Bedford, Virginia. Beautiful location. I've never been there. I've seen the brochures on it. I've seen pictures. Beautiful place. But, of course, there's a lot of veterans, and so it fills up really fast. There's a waiting list. Just about every state, I can't say every state does, but just about every state has their own veterans home that they either own, the Elks either own or support. Ours is in Marshalltown, and it's a beautiful facility too.
Very good.
So,
well, Delbert, tell me a little bit about some of the other things that the Elks do for the veterans, because it's not just a one-day deal.
Annually, we collect deer hides from our local hunters for our leather program. Mm-hmm. This program was started in 1948 by a lodge in California. The hides are tanned, sent to California for kits, wheelchair gloves, purses, wallets, billfolds, gun cases, mm-hmm. Numerous kits. And the kits then are distributed to veterans, disabled veterans. The disabled veterans are allowed to make the kit, put them together. They're only allowed to have one at a time. When that one is completed, they get another one. They're allowed to sell them for a little extra spending money. The last 20 years, we have collected, the Elks nationwide have collected and distributed 923,280 square feet of deer hides. And those hides have been made into 622,216 crafts to be distributed free of charge to the veterans. There are 12 states that are actively cooperating, producing in this area. The top three states in the United States are Missouri, Arkansas, and Iowa. And in the Southwest District of Iowa, the Atlantic Lodge has been in first place for collection the last 2 years, and unofficially we're the top one for this year.
Well, and this particular program is more than just the Elks, right? Because you're asking folks, you guys facilitate the program, but you're asking folks to be able to donate that way.
We're asking all Iowa hunters to donate the deer hides during hunting season, to the Elks. We have three collections boxes, one in Atlantic behind the Elks Lodge, one in front of the Wyota Fire Station, and one behind the Griswold Fire Station. And that works pretty good. All we ask is if a hunter drops a hide in the box, call us so we can get it picked up while it's fresh and start the process.
That's pretty impressive that folks are aware of the program and ready to participate like that.
I think the biggest problem is they were not aware. We've taken the program from about 17 to 20 hides a year to 162 this year.
Wow.
I got five more to pick up and deliver Sunday.
Wow. That's pretty good participation. That's not too bad.
Delbert is a big part of that. Delbert has taken this over, and he's just worked relentlessly at it. He's just done a fantastic job for us.
Sure. Well, obviously the need is there for these types of materials. And did you tell me before, too, that the veterans are also the ones that are helping to produce these products?
They manufacture them or put them together. Mm-hmm. All the hides are sent to Tennessee for tanning. The National Elks Organization pays for that process. And then the hides, once they're tanned, are shipped to a factory, a firm in California. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't learned where that is yet. And these kits are made. So they're stamped with the pattern where to poke the holes, where to cut, and how to put it with direction of putting them together. And then they're distributed to disabled veterans and veteran hospitals. They started, my understanding, making kits a little simpler because in some of the hospital facilities, they did not want the veterans to have sharp utensils. So some of the holes are pre-punched. They just have to stitch it. So, you have to be a veteran or a disabled veteran to get the craft, the kit.
And so this is repurposing something that might otherwise just go to waste.
Typically, the hides, if you don't do something, the hunter may just throw them in the ditch for coyote feed.
Mm-hmm. So, you're turning something that would otherwise just be nothing into something.
Yes.
That's important and needed.
And not only do we provide the product, we also provide the veterans with the tools to do it and teach them how to. And we also provide a venue for them to sell them. And all the money goes to the veterans. Nothing comes to the Elks.
Sure. Veterans' issues are pretty important to the Elks, then.
Very much so. We've got a saying, as long as there are any veterans, the benevolent and protective order of Elks will not ever forget them.
Very good. And folks can look for that. Deer hunting season is kind of here, it's there, but we'll have some more of it yet.
Yeah, generally it's like mid-October through mid-January.
Right. So
we're winding down right now.
Right. Different styles of deer hunting, but different seasons they have. But we still have some left. So still some opportunity there for folks to participate that way. You are providing, now you say you got a grant to do the luncheon here, but it's a lot of work by the local Elks to put this on.
Right. It's all volunteer. And it's all people who believe in this project. We have done it before. After we moved out of the old building and kind of came to the new building, it kind of got pushed to the wayside, but we're going to try it again.
Okay, very good. Coming up Saturday, it's January 13th. What's the time on that?
Noon.
Okay, just right at noon.
Noon.
Okay. It's a luncheon for local Elks, so it's just local veterans,
right,
who want to participate and be served by the Elks. Again, you do ask for RSVPs, so make the reservations.
Right, and that's with Renee Steffens at 712-249-7860.
Okay.
Very good. Also, like I said, we will provide transportation. We'll have SWIT pick you up if you need it, but you have to request it when you make the reservation.
Spouses welcome?
Spouses are welcome.
Okay, very good. So don't worry about that. It's covered. Lunch is taken care of. Best part is the dishes are done by someone else.
That's right.
Gail will do the dishes, I suppose.
I've done them before, so I'll probably do them again.
We'll take care of it. All right, very good. Well, thanks for what you're doing. Appreciate that very much. I hope a lot of folks too take the opportunity to come out and do that and make that phone call. 712-249-7860. Get those reservations in so they can have a pretty good head count ahead of time.
We need that by the 9th, by 5 o'clock on the 9th.
Okay, very good. Gail Delbert, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Thanks for being here today, and thanks for what you folks are doing here in the area.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.